Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan were reacting to a column out of New York in the Post imploring the Jets to make a push for Kirk Cousins and to begin the courtship right now. You can't quite do that legally, but you can do it behind the scenes, and teams do all the time.
Start texting, making some calls behind the scenes.
Rob on Twitter, my response to the crowd of people saying that the Redskins should just let another team make a mistake, we don't have to pay them just because someone else wants to, in air quotes. My response to that crowd, if the Redskins can do better, then why is Kirk at the top of the coveted quarterback list? It's a great question. Goes on to say, if it's so easy to let other teams make a mistake and go sign another guy, why haven't all these other teams signed another guy? Matthew says, do not overlook teams that already value their quarterback play, making a run at Cousins, Pittsburgh and Arizona among them. Yeah, that's definitely a tier that needs to be considered. The Jets, the Browns, the Jaguars, they're the most obvious, desperate, quarterback-needy contenders, you know, for Kirk Cousins. In the case of Jacksonville and in the case of the Jets, you might be a quarterback away from being able to make a little bit of noise in the next couple seasons. Cleveland's a lot further away, obviously. Let's go to Aaron in Leesburg. Aaron, what do you make of this story out of New York that the Jets should make a hard run at Cousins?
Hey, so first, I agree with you guys that you don't really need to go after somebody off of Mount Rushmore. And a good example, I think, might actually be Tony Romo, and here's why. They were both, Kirk and Tony Romo were both selected to be backups in a way. They're both going to throw for over 4,000 yards and over 30 touchdowns here and there, and they're both going to finish north of 8-8 sometimes. And Tony Romo got paid $100 million, so why not?
Well, I mean, just because someone else has been paid a lot of money before, and it didn't quite work out, by the way, doesn't mean you should, but I actually think the comp is good because I absolutely think the Dallas Cowboys proved what I've always said, which is if you've got really good quarterback play, even if that player is not elite, and I would say Tony Romo and Kirk Cousins is a fine comp. They put up big numbers. They're going to keep you in every single game, occasionally keep the other team in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that type of quarterback play, you're going to have a chance most years to make the playoffs. All it takes at that point, I am of the belief philosophically, you got to get into the playoffs and have a chance to get hot. Ravens with Joe Flacco when they won the Super Bowl.
There's your case in point.
Flacco's not as good as Kirk Cousins. Flacco got really hot and went on a run. How about another example? I'll give you Eli Manning with the Giants,
sure,
which happened twice. Eli Manning's not a great quarterback by any means. He's considered clutch. He's considered a winner, though. He got hot at the right time a couple times, had some of the best stretches of his career, particularly that first Super Bowl year. You know, the four-game run basically Cousins had in December in 15 that lit everybody up, and all of a sudden he's an MVP candidate. That happened in the playoffs for Eli Manning, and that's how he won a Super Bowl. Is Cousins that kind of quarterback, like Romo, who can get you into the conversation? I think he is.
And so here's the key point to me. The hot takers, the Stephen A. Smiths, or I'm sure Skip Bayless would probably say this.
Skip, for
and
sure.
And they're completely discorrect. But do the Dallas Cowboys not have a Super Bowl recently because of Tony Romo? They'll tell you, yeah, because he's not clutch. He's going to throw that backbreaking pick. Well, he had the most fourth-quarter comebacks of anybody over a stretch of 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You sure it wasn't because that, you know, defensively they couldn't stop somebody? You sure it wasn't because Dez Bryant didn't hold on to the ball through the catch in Green Bay when they were going to go to the NFC Championship game and probably be able to hang with the Seattle team? You sure that's not why? But just it's easy to blame the quarterback because people do it correctly and incorrectly. Too much credit when they win, too much blame when they lose. You can give me what Tony Romo gave you. Yeah, there were some awful moments, like when he dropped the snap. That has very little to do with quarterbacking play, by the way, against Seattle on the road.
Right.
You can give me the backbreaking pick against Rob Jackson. Those terrible moments certainly happen. But I'd rather be there with getting somebody else right. You find the Sean Lee at the right time. Maybe your defense is better. You make a couple more plays against somebody in the playoffs. I guess the point I'm making is I've seen the alternative. The alternative is no back-to-back winning seasons. You've done it twice now since 1991, and one of those is an 8-7-1. You've been completely inept and out of it on an annual basis, and it's taken miraculous runs. You can directly attribute that to their lack of consistency at quarterback. It's always, whichever way the wind blows, it's something else. why would you ever want to go back to that if you're a Redskins fan? I understand you don't get a superstar. Sorry, they don't just come along. If you show me the guy that's going to be, God bless, I'll sign up for it right now. I'll help Kirk Cousins pack out of Chris Samuels' townhouse that he rents. But you've tried for decades. You haven't found one.
Tom's in Manassas on the Fan. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, hey, to go with the girlfriend analogy, we should have been buying her roses the whole time, to show her that we love her. So I'm afraid Cousins might be done. But, Danny, you just hit it for me. Is like, what's the option? Do we get a wide-eyed rookie who can't do nothing like Deshaun Kizer, or do we get a washed-up veteran like Romo who's probably going to get hurt? So I don't see any other options right now.
What do you say to people? Because I actually agree with you, but to play devil's advocate. When they look at Houston and they say, well, Deshaun Watson might be able to play. They look at Carson Wentz in Philly and they go, well, they drafted him. Now, obviously, you're not going to be drafting number two where you took Wentz. You're probably not going to be drafting. Where'd Watson go? Did he go around a dozen?
I want to say 13.
Dozen? Yeah, something like that. You're probably not drafting that high, so you'd have to move up. But what would you say to someone saying, hey, there's four quarterbacks coming out. You can get one of them in the first round this year.
I mean, that's a 25%. You might have a small percentage of that, but if you look at Houston with Tom Savage and Brock Osweiler, look at all the years they struggled, and they've had a good defense, but just no quarterback.
Yeah,
Carson Wentz looks like he might be a legitimate, quarterback, but that's a gamble. I mean, look how many first-round quarterbacks do not make it. You gamble and lose, that's another 4 years you're set back or so.
I agree. I just think it's a catastrophic blow if you're wrong. Now, if you're right, you got a chance to get back to where you were with Kirk Cousins pretty quickly. Maybe you can exceed that if you get a Wentz or a... I hesitate to put Deshaun Watson in that category. I just think we're too reactionary. It's been a month of him playing at a real high level at this point. But let's say Carson Wentz, because we've got 2 years now that show that this guy's ascending into something pretty special. Again, you drafted him in the top two. You trading up again, Robert Griffin styled in the top five because you love someone. And oh, by the way...
I know why you did that, but I'm not doing that again.
This is a topic for another day. But I have heard so much about this rookie class of quarterbacks. You want to talk about an overrated group based on their college performance this year? Now, that doesn't mean Josh Rosen can't go on to have a great career. Or
Sam Darnold may be great, but oof.
They're not having good college seasons.
No.
Tell me more about how great Josh Allen is as he throws for no touchdowns and two picks against a college program I've never heard of. These guys are not playing well.
Yeah.
So you can keep telling me how great all these prospects are, the year of the quarterback. Well, the people who get paid a lot of money to analyze this thing are starting to say, maybe we were wrong about this. Just because there's a lot of guys that are going to go in the first round doesn't mean anything. There are a lot of guys that go in a lot of first rounds. Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel. I mean, they were a part of...
Tim Tebow went in the first round.
Jake Locker went 8. You know, Blaine Gabbert went 10.
Brandon Weeden, Johnny Manziel.
We can play that game. Quarterbacks get overdrafted all the time. Yeah, I bet Josh Allen's going to go 19th. I'm sure he will.
But to that point, quarterbacks, they get overdrafted all the time. It's because people are desperate. That's why it costs so damn much. Because there's 32 positions, and there's 17 guys that can really do it. And if you got one of the 17, you just you cling to it for dear life, and you thank your lucky stars that you have somebody that's adequate. I understand there have been bad games. I'm getting the guys on Twitter now, at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. What about the Giants game? And what about Thursday Night Football that time? What about Carolina? You did not play well in those games. I'm very aware of the information. Please watch the rest of the league. I beg you, if you're tweeting me with a bad accent, just watch it. Watch the rest of the league. Look at guys that we think of as stars. Ben Roethlisberger throwing 5 picks. Look at Matt Ryan just going down his leg. Look at Phil Rivers down the stretch last year, multiple interceptions. Drew Brees kept his team out of the playoffs trying to make hero plays. If you don't have good players around you, sometimes bad stuff happens. Weird.
If you want to weigh in on this Kirk Cousins piece out of New York that the Jets should make a push for him, you can. 800-636-1067. Also, Chris Thompson just said something online that I want to read to you. I think this is awesome. Next, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.